I'm speaking with Dana McKenzie, who's one of the authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. We're talking now about Chapter 9. The title is Brownian Motion, Phase Transitions, and Conformal Maps. Dana, what's that all about?
Well, Michael, Brownian motion describes the random jitters of a grain of pollen or a molecule of gas in a perfectly still atmosphere, even the random fluctuations of the stock market. It's one of the simplest and most powerful models of random motion or random curves. Yet until recently, we didn't even know the most basic geometric properties of a Brownian trajectory, analogs of the formulas for the circumference and the area of a circle. Now, Brownian motion, of course, does not make a nice regular figure like a circle, and so we can't talk about its circumference or its area literally. But mathematicians do have a concept of dimension that they can use to describe roughly how jagged this fractal-like boundary is. Beginning in about 2000, three probabilists answered a lot of questions about the dimension of the frontier of Brownian motion, in other words, the very edge of a Brownian motion trajectory. As often happens in mathematics, the techniques they discovered were actually more important than the problem that they solved. They discovered a new kind of process called Schramm-Lebner evolution that describes not only Brownian motion, but also any process with what mathematicians call conformal invariance, which is a kind of symmetry property. Physicists are particularly interested in phase transitions, such as transitions from liquid to gas or from unmagnetized to magnetized materials. It turns out that these transitions also are governed by conformally invariant laws, and so the question is whether you can describe these as Schramm-Lebner evolution. In 2002, Stanislav Smirnov demonstrated that one such transition, called critical percolation on a hexagonal lattice, is indeed conformally invariant and described exactly by Schramm-Lebner evolution.
In the chapter, you mentioned that some of these things are very powerful, not very intuitive maybe, but very powerful, so powerful that the theorems were falling like ripe apples.
Yeah, well, you know, we've discussed this with the other chapters too, that once you have a new technique that works, and in this case, the technique, the key that unlocks the door is the Schramm-Lebner evolution, then all of a sudden, answer a whole bunch of questions. And so, for example, on the Brownian motion, they got not only the dimension of the frontier, which was 4/3, and they also got the dimension of a bunch of other sets connected with the Brownian motion. And similarly, they discovered dimensions of a lot of other random processes described by these Schramm-Lebner evolutions. So then it just kind of becomes a matter of carrying up the if you have a random process, you just want to look at which evolution has the same properties as your process. And if you know your process is conformally invariant, then you just can read off all the answers straight from this theory. So it is, as you said, a beautifully powerful theory.
Well, that's Dana McKenzie talking about Brownian motion, phase transitions, and conformal maps, Chapter 9, from What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.